Boston and Somerville are not the only Massachusetts cities that Amazon passed over when looking for a second headquarters. More than two dozen Massachusetts cities and towns submitted bids last year. Most were eliminated months ago, but now that Amazon has made its choice, some of the local long shots are reflecting on their failed pitches. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
Leominster Mayor Dean Mazzarella says the bid book his city presented to Amazon hasn't been tossed in the wastebasket. Mazzarella and his team are using it to pitch two other major companies, he won't say which ones, on a site that Amazon turned down.
It was a very valuable exercise. It's really a lot about the good things and the amenities that you have here. You know, just like any person would do, cities should go through self-evaluation. And for us, it was a lot like that.
The sentiment is the same in Worcester, which produced a video for Amazon. City Manager Ed Augustus says the Chamber of Commerce is now using it as a marketing tool.
Just the discipline of having to organize, you know, a pitch has come in handy, and we've been able to use elements of it for other efforts.
Other cities are also using their Amazon pitches for promotion, including those that were never serious contenders.
Did I honestly think at the end of the day that Gardner, Massachusetts would be chosen as HQ2? No.
That's Gardner Mayor Mark Hawk. Even with Amazon ultimately splitting its second headquarters between two locations in New York and the Washington, D.C. area, the technology giant's reduced workforce demands still exceeded the entire population of Gardner. So why bother bidding?
My thought process was simply that if we put the information out there, you're not going to probably catch HQ2, but maybe you catch some other fish.
In the Merrimack Valley, Haverhill joined Lawrence and North Andover in a regional bid. Haverhill Mayor James Fiorentini says his city recently proposed one of the prospective Amazon sites to a trucking company. The business said no, but Fiorentini isn't discouraged.
Well, you know, in baseball, if you strike out two-thirds of the time, you can still be one of the all-stars. And we figure if we get a hit maybe 1 out of 10 times, we're doing pretty well for our taxpayers up here.
Doing well for taxpayers has been a shared mantra of local communities in the aftermath of their snubbing by Amazon. They say the bid process is a reminder that attracting a huge company isn't worth the billions in tax breaks that Amazon got in the end. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.